First of all, let me say that I'm a friend of teenagers. Sometimes teenagers get the idea when someone comes to talk like I'm going to talk to you tonight, that this fellow's just a part of the generation gap. He just doesn't understand us kids. And he's just trying to take something away from us that rightfully belongs to us. I have a little 8-year-old girl. I have a couple of other children too, but I have a little 8-year-old girl. She'll be 8 Monday. Now just suppose that she were here tonight and somehow she had gotten hold of a razor sharp knife. I mean, it would slit your throat just as quick as anything. And she had that knife on the end of a string and she was swinging it around, you know, not knowing what it was going to do. And it was coming close to your head. And I said, well, you say, you're a daddy, do something. I said, I don't want to inhibit her personality. I don't want her to feel like I'm taking anything away from her that is rightfully hers. So I don't think I'll say anything. You duck. You'd say, you're crazy fool, do something about it. Now, I've spent more years of my life studying music than most of you folks that are here tonight are old. And again, I hate to admit that I'm that old, but the gray hairs are beginning to show. And I'd be foolish, as a man who has studied music for this many years, if I didn't tell you some of the dangers that I see, some of the razor-sharp knives that are in the music that can hurt you. So it's not that I'm trying to take something from you which is rightfully yours. It's that I'm trying to give you some guidelines so you can know what is right and what is wrong, what will help your life and what will hinder your life. Now, along the way, I'm going to make a lot of bold statements. Your inclination will be to turn me off right away. But I hope you'll listen with an open heart, with an open mind, and see if I can't document what I do give you with some facts. And see if before we're through, we can't draw some solid conclusions, not only about the music, but about the general philosophy that is behind the music. And this is what we're really talking about. You see, the music is only a manifestation of a general philosophy. The music only shows what the philosophy is. And so what we want to talk tonight is not only the music, but the philosophy that goes along with it.